Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Corey Curtis from News 2. Taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week we bring in our good friend Joe Rexroad, brought to you by Holly Garenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. Rexy, what's up, brother?
Not much. What is up with you guys?
Not a whole lot. What's kind of been your reaction to the crazy past 12 hours it's been in the world of sports, the SEC tournament playing the rest of their games for the moment with no fans, the NBA suspending their season last night, the NHL with a decision to make on that front today as too. Just what's kind of been your reaction as you've seen all this unfold?
I think my reaction has kind of been like, you know, like if a dog is sitting there and then you hear a bark and you turn your head one way and then you hear something, you turn your head the other way and you turn your head the other way. I mean, like in an hour last night, like the entire world changed, you know. You know, the SEC, of course, announces that it's not going to have fans the rest of this tournament, which we all expected that to happen. And then it's like Tom Hanks has it and Rudy Gobert. And, oh, my God, look at Rudy Gobert rubbing these microphones. And the NBA suspends it. And it's just boom, 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 boom. And you're like, you know, and then, you know, I saw you, Robbie, tweeting, you know, what's up with the NHL? You know, be ready. And, of course, you tell me, because I'll be honest, I got home about 2 a.m., so this is me waking up. So you tell me, is the NHL still on right now?
They're still on at the moment. Now, they've got, I believe, a board of governors meeting later scheduled for today. I just saw that get tweeted out, I think, by Darren Dreger. So I would expect a decision to be made of some kind. Later on this afternoon, probably around 1-2 o'clock, I would say. But like Joe, if you're the NHL at this point, can you really justify not following in the footsteps of the NBA, given everything that we know that has happened and the potential spread of this virus that you may not even know that you're sick and you could still spread it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that I would make a case to play. In my case would be, you know, you have to have tests available for everybody and you have to have, do it constantly. And you have to obviously have, you know, I guess the consent of the people who are playing the games. Look, I mean, I'll tell you this. If you put it to a vote for college basketball players, whether they're going to play the NCAA tournament or not. And, you know, and they all know, like, you could get this. You know, I mean, what do you think the vote's going to be? I think it's going to be massively in favor of playing,
yeah.
You know, because the thing about this virus, of course, is that if you're young and healthy, it's probably not going to kill you. That's what we know of it so far. So, I mean, I guess my case for playing would be, you know, a small group of people doing something is like society at large now. I mean, the point of this is to get rid of these massive crowds where you can really multiply the virus, right? I mean, this is social distancing. This is a strategy. This is smart. This is necessary. Anyone who thinks this is panic, this is actually trying to be proactive and stem the tide and make it so that we do not become like Italy, which is basically a country that is completely shut down now. So this was a measure that, I mean, it's you know, I don't see how you can really, if you actually look at all the data provided by scientists who know about this stuff, I don't know how you can argue against it. But not playing at all, I think you can make a case. And it's like, you know, small groups of people doing something, the virus is not going to totally stop. So can you test? Can you remove someone if they have it? Can you keep testing? Can you get the consent of people? And, you know, I mean, I hope so, but I understand what you're saying too. It's like, you can't be sure. I mean, you can probably be sure that someone is going to get it.
Well, Joe, and now everybody's wondering, so, you know, we expect the NHL to follow suit. So when do they resume play? And my whole thinking has been they've got to wait at least the incubation period, which is 10 days to 2 weeks. So I'm kind of pointing as like April 1 as a day that we could see action pick back up again. What are your thoughts on that?
No, that's a good thought. And that's the thing, too. I mean, with the NBA and the NHL, I mean, it's just very different situations when you talk about them and you talk about the NCAA tournament, you know. I mean, NBA and NHL, this is a workforce. These are professionals. You can play the NBA finals in August if you want. You can push the Stanley Cup finals back to whenever. You can move that around and, you know, we'll watch. And people will come if they're allowed back in and all that stuff. You know, the NCAA tournament is different, of course, because it's college students. There's eligibility. A lot of them are going to be moving on and trying to, you know, hire agents and be in the draft. Like, you have a very – it's now or you don't do it, you know. And it is a massive piece of television inventory. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, like, the NHL doing this would make sense because you can come back. And obviously you hope everything works out the way, you know, you hope that this move – does what it's supposed to do, and then you can come back. The NCAA tournament, that's going to be really interesting. I have a feeling there may be a lot of waivers signed out there soon.
Well, one of the ideas that we brought up is because they're already talking about moving to smaller venues for, yeah, like the Elite Eight and the Final Four. Could we see them, because we're talking about the problems of going to these booked venues and rescheduling dates, could they simply move it to on-campus locations if they decided to have it, say, in 3 weeks?
I mean, why not, you know? I mean, the thing is,
because they own those buildings.
And the point of these, you know, the point of these different cities is obviously the hotel rooms. I mean, mm-hmm. They bid on these things. It's massive money, you know, hotel rooms and you know, the fans are traveling there. You're trying to get them as close as you can so that the fans can travel. I mean, all that's out the window. I mean, yep. We know they're not going to do anything in Spokane and Sacramento, right? I mean, those are two of the sites. Yep. There's just no way. So I agree. Like, I mean, to me, they need a total reboot on where they're going to do it. And
if they're going to do it.
If they're going to do it, right, yeah. And make it convenient and make sense. So, I mean, as someone tweeted yesterday, like, you know, put something in like the Hickory Gym in Indiana. You know? I mean,
no, I mean, I think like Curb Event Center is a fantastic venue.
Yeah.
for an NCAA tournament with limited fans right now.
There you go.
Joe Rexroad from The Athletic on the line with us. Joe, in the short term, immediate future, I mean, how realistic is it that the rest of this week at the SEC tournament doesn't get completed, like the tournament doesn't get finished this week?
Yeah, well, and I mean, you have to, certainly it's possible. I mean, I know I'm planning on going over there early, and I'm prepared to hear anything. And obviously, you know, with all this stuff, guys, you always keep in mind, I mean, to me, if I own a business, certainly if I I'm in charge of an arena or a tournament or really have any responsibility for anything where the public would set foot in something that I have responsibility for, then I'm thinking about lawsuits. You know, I mean, just so, I mean, because I don't, you know, they're going to come. Now, they may not have grounds, and, you know, obviously people have insurance and all that stuff, but you have to think in those terms. You know, I got coronavirus because I went to your store or whatever it is. So, I mean, that's another thing to always keep in mind on all this. Yeah, I think it's possible. You know, again, this is still a very valuable piece of television inventory, even though, you know, Nashville's going to miss out on $20 million in economic impact now this weekend that it normally gets from the SEC tournament. But the question is, if they're not going to do that, what are they doing for testing? You know, I think if you're not suspending play and this and the NCAA tournament coming forward, then what is the plan for testing? And as you said, Corey, you've got the incubation period, I mean, it's really complicated. So I won't be surprised by anything I hear this morning.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the reality of the situation that we're in right now. Joe, last thing for you here. As you look ahead, I mean, what kind of a difficult situation does this have to be if you're a team like the Predators right now? You're preparing for a game tonight in Toronto, and you're not sure, and maybe won't be sure for the next few hours, whether or not you're even going to play tonight. I mean, that's got to be just we've talked all morning long. I don't remember a story just being kind of as crazy as this in the history of sports. This could end up being the biggest sports story that any of us have ever seen.
Yeah, well, and beyond that, I mean, what else are people on Earth talking about,
yeah,
you know, other than this virus right now? So, yeah, but no, I mean, that yesterday had to be the most surreal day of in sports history that I can recall, and I mean, there's just no telling where it goes from here. Again, you know, hopefully what this means is that eventually we can, you know, we can return to normal, and a lot of lives are being saved because of these measures. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
You don't wait until a bunch of people die and then do something, you know. But
and it's not about the person you're looking in the mirror, and I think that's what a lot of people are having a tough time coming to grips with. It's not about your personal choice. It's about everyone around you.
Why can't people understand this? It's infuriating. But again, you can get on social media and get mad about a lot of things. But yeah, for these teams, it's got to be just bizarre. And then how does that affect, you know, performance and everything? But I'll tell you what, I know with them and with everybody, the prevailing thought is, man, I just hope we get to play. And you know, some players it may be, man, I don't want to get this. Like, you know, I don't. But I think for the most part, most people would raise their hands and say, yeah, put me out there. Because Corey, like you said, I mean, most people feel confident, like, this isn't going to kill me,
no,
you know? It's just, I mean, today, if they do play these games in Bridgestone, I mean, how weird is this going to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was weird last night, kind of everyone knowing it was the last attended sporting event in a long time, and now today you're talking about Tennessee, Alabama, and I guess we'll just hear, you know, Rick Barnes, everything he says during the game. I mean,
yeah.
Frankly, I hope we get to find out.
No, we won't need mic'd up coaches.
Right.
We'll just hear everything.
That's right.
Hear him from 300.
Where's
level.
Bobby Knight when we need him?
That's right. Joe Rexroad right. from The Athletic has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Joe, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks. See you later.
Joe brought to you by Holly Garrison, your local Geico agent.
Joe sounds tired.
I imagine he is if he didn't get home until 2 o'clock in the morning.
You know, by the way, we talked to Belmont yesterday because Belmont's in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And so they were one of the first teams to know they're going to play in front of nobody. And one of the interesting takes we got from the players was they were relieved with the announcement because they're just happy to be playing.
Yeah.
Because they were really worried about not playing. And I'm sure they still are worried about not playing. But, you know, so they were relieved with the announcement yesterday that they were going to play in front of no fans because they were still going to play.
Yeah. It's certainly an interesting thing to follow. When we come back, what do we think it's going to be like to watch these games with no fans in the stands? It's not something we've ever had to deal with. I mean, we'll get into that next.
I got jokes for that.
Oh, boy. Here we go. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Corey Curtis here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.